former Golden State Warrior, good friend of the program. You know him, you love him. Matt Barnes joining us here on 95.7 The Game. What's up, Matt? How are you?
What's up, fella? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. And speaking of a new year, it's a new team in Sacramento. I mean, every time the Kings get together with the Warriors, this is something special, is it not?
That's fun to watch, man. I love what Dave Yeager's doing over there, and he's got those young guys playing hard. And, you know, like I said on previous times of being on here, every time a team plays the Warriors, you know that the Warriors are going to get their best absolute energy. So it's definitely fun to watch.
41 three-pointers made combined, the most in NBA history. What do you think about this new NBA where it seems like it's just rush up court and shoot a three as soon as possible?
Unfortunately, I mean, it is what it is, you know, and when I talk about it, I think we, kind of the purists of the game, have to understand that you kind of have to go with the flow or get left behind, and that's what the new game is. I think, you know, Steph and Clay have really changed the dynamics of professional basketball. You know what I mean? They're so amazing at shooting that they got everyone coming up, you know, wanting to do that and wanting to be like them, and it's really a carryover. You know, the Warriors are a great team, and, you know, used to be, you know, live by the three, die by the three, but the Warriors have, you know, won championships by the three, so it's really a copycat league, and I see it continuing to go up.
Matt, with that being said, I want to stay in that same sphere when you're talking about, hey, you see it continue to go up. Is the Warriors were the best? They were ahead of it. They were the most. They were shooting more threes than anyone. All the things that Warrior was doing, they were ahead of the league. They were ahead of the curve. They had two prolific shooters. And now you're seeing other teams do that. They're shooting more threes. Now the Warriors are 12. Used to be at one. How now does that make this Warrior team, in your opinion, even though they got some great talent, are they still now the best team? Are they no longer the dominant team because everyone else is trying to do the same thing and they have caught up to the Warriors?
I still think it makes them the best team. Just because other teams are doing it doesn't mean they're as good as the Warriors. And also the Warriors have a lot of other pieces that make that, you know, make it look like it's just a three-point team. But, you know, they got guys that can go one-on-one, get the ball off the dribble. They got great facilitators in Draymond and guys that can pass. But then they also, you know, are very active on defense. You know, so I think shooting threes is just one piece of the puzzle. You know, and then I think what really keeps the Warriors ahead of everyone is their chemistry. And really just understanding and knowing. I remember playing against San Antonio when they were in their heydays, and Tony Parker would just drive to the baseline, and he knew every single time, no matter what, he had a baseline outlet, and Bruce Bowen or Ginobili or something like that. And I think the Warriors to that point now where they just know where each other's going to be at all times, and that really helps.
Matt Barnes with us here on 95.7 The Game. What do you think of Steve Kerr's experimentation with how he utilizes Steph Curry throughout the course of the game? He's now staggering the minutes between Durant and Curry. Curry's getting different looks in the fourth quarter. Do you think that's going to be end up being something they stick with in the playoffs, or is this just something they're experimenting with now?
I mean, I just think it's something they look at and play with and just see how effective it possibly is. I mean, what people have to understand is, I mean, this is really a marathon. So when people... I think there's so much hype on each and every single game now, and you know, the Warriors lost to Houston. Now Houston's going to win a championship, and that's what, you know, people think on that kind of level. The Warriors know what it takes to get there. You know, so I think now is really, you know, feeling guys out, feeling different situations, realizing that, you know, you're going to get the best of Sean and Iggy, you know, in April and May, not right now. So they're just trying to, you know, buy time, really. They realize that, you know, in June they're going to be there. So right now they're just trying to stay healthy and, you know, figure out things to keep guys energized.
How difficult is it to overcome that mental fatigue, particularly as we get to the, quote, dog days of the association when you get just heading into the All-Star break or coming out of it? What do you do as a pro to try and keep yourself sharp?
It's tough, you know, and I think especially for a team like the Warriors that know that, you know, that the past 3 or 4 years they've been playing until June, and most likely this year they'll be playing until June. I think really just continuing to play hard, you know, and really I think it's time for these young guys to really start stepping up and trying to find their place on the team. That's the one thing that, you know, if I say I have one concern, is their bench isn't as strong as it's been in the past, you know, so these young guys really got to try to figure out on the fly where they could be most effective at, like I said, because you're not going to get a lot of minutes from Sean and Iggy right now. I think Coach Kerr knows, what the rest of us knows, that, you know, those guys' prime minutes in big plays are going to come later in the season. So right now is a perfect opportunity for all these young kids to kind of find their role and their niche and see how they could be most effective so that they're going to be able to be utilized in the playoffs.
When you think about guys like David West, and, you know, and Zaza when he was here, McGee and Bogut, they had guys, at least, that was kind of that intimidating. You knew that not necessarily that they were dirty, but if you came in that middle, there was a presence. Shot blocking, just rim protection, just those things. Maybe not prolific scores in Draymond being injured. If they don't have that, can this team still win a title? And especially if you look at they're expecting Cousins to come back in mid-force, if he's not what he think he can be or if he doesn't play, do they still have enough to win this thing?
I think so. You know, it's really a mentality. You know, it's something that, you know, I think Jordan Bell should definitely try to take on. I think it's something that Looney should try to take on. And like you said, it's not so much dirty. It's just, you know, when you come to that paint, it's going to be, you know, you're going to get knocked down. You're going to get an elbow. You're going to get a body put on you. And like I said, I just think that's a mentality. I mean, Draymond has enough heart for everybody, and I think it's contagious. And then Boogie's a nasty guy, too. You know, getting a chance to play with him for a long time, playing against him and play with him for a long time. His mentality is going to rub off on guys. So, I mean, I think the guys will be okay. You know, like I said, I think there's just so much attention to each and every game now with the way the world is that, you know, people think that, oh, they're missing this, they're missing that. This is a professional team from top to bottom, and, you know, when it's time to go, they'll be ready to go.
Former Warrior Matt Barnes with us here on 95.7 The Game. You know, we speculate on this all the time, but as a former player, I'd love to hear your thoughts. As you watch the association night in and night out, who do you see as the biggest threat to the Warriors in the Western Conference?
I mean, I like the Western Conference. I'm OKC is scary. You know what I mean? Just it really a lot rides on Westbrook. I love what Paul George is doing, and they got their guys playing. The one thing about them is they play hard. I love that. You can never count Houston out with the way James Harden is playing. You know, I just wonder if he's doing too much right now for other guys to really get a feel. I really wonder what Denver is going to be like. You know, good, solid team, very tough to play at home, but, you know, haven't really been there. You know what I mean? So that experience goes a long way. So to me, it's still the Warriors West to lose. But, you know, there are some young, scary, hungry, talented teams that, you know, you'll just have to see how it boils down when the playoffs hit, because people don't realize. I mean, Lorenzo, you know, the playoffs is a whole nother monster. You know what I mean?
Sure, no question.
For some guys aren't built for it. When the lights come on, you know that the whole world is watching your game tonight. You know, some people aren't ready for that. So that's some of the questions I have for some of these other teams. And like I said, the Warriors have been there and done that.
So, sure.
Like I said, I really think it's the Warriors West to lose and really championship to lose.
Matt Barnes joining us here on 95.7 The Game. What type of team do you think could give the Warriors the most trouble in a seven-game series? One that can run and shoot with them, or one that might slow it down and try to defend them into a lower-scoring game?
I think a team that can run and shoot. The one thing I think the Warriors lack is athleticism. You know, they're not a very athletic team. So if you get a team that can run and dunk and be athletic and shoot the ball, I think that's a team that could possibly give Warriors problems, because they really don't have athleticism out there. The Warriors beat you with mentally and obviously skill-wise with the shooting and decision-making. But if you get a young team out there that's not afraid, we used to call them like a young and dumb team. Like these young and dumb teams don't fear nobody. They don't fear the Warriors. You know, so a team like that, they can go out there and run up and down with them, dunk, play good defense, and also shoot the ball. It is going to be, you know, a tough matchup for the Warriors. But like I said, I think the you know, their experience and their chemistry will get them past that.
Matt, who are you liking to win it all here in the real game, football? You like Philly? You like the Chargers? Who are you thinking?
It's tough. My sons and I are debating back and forth. You know, I like Kansas City, but their defense is a little shaky. You know, Philly has been there and done that. You know, that they pulled one out yesterday. The Chargers, I'm really wondering about the Rams. You know, their defense hasn't been as strong. So I've really been enjoying just sitting back and watching what they have going on. And then also you can never count out, obviously, the Patriots. But I'm pulling for – I want to see probably the Eagles and Kansas City, or the Rams and Kansas. The Rams and Kansas City would be a shoot. I think that'd be ideal. But I just don't know if the Rams B can hold up.
Matt, before we let you go, what is this I hear about you and Stack Jack getting together and forming a podcast? Please give us some details if you don't mind.
Yeah, no, it's up and rolling. You know, we're hoping to shoot our first sizzle by the first show by the end of the month. But yeah, you know, it's something we both, you know, have a unique outlook, and I think as players we have a unique perspective that, you know, people who haven't played can give them. You know, neither of us hold our tongue, and I think it's going to be something that you know fasten your seatbelt and get ready.
Do you have a name for it yet? Because if you don't, I think Flagrant 2 might be appropriate.
That's not a bad one. No, we're asking social media, you know, to help with that. But we'll figure something out. But it's not just going to be sports. It's going to be culture as a whole. You know, we're both very opinionated and educated on several different subjects. So it's just going to be something for the culture, something real, raw, and uncut. And I'm very excited to get that going.
Beautiful. Well, listen, when you guys launch that first episode, jump back on with us. Let's talk all about it. We'd love to help you promote it. I look forward to listening to it, to be honest with you. Former Golden State Warrior Matt Barnes with us here on 95.7 The Game. Barnes, we always appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.